Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. This shall be the privilege for you and for all the Carmelites, that anyone dying in this habit shall be saved. Mount Carmel is a biblical place where the prophet Elijah dwelt. It rises 1,742 feet above sea level and towers above Israel's Mediterranean coastline. It was here where Elijah prayed to God for the salvation of Israel, which was suffering a terrible drought at the time. He continued to pray and sent his servant up the mountain several times to look for rain. On the seventh try, Elijah's servant returned with good news. Behold, a little cloud arose out of the sea like a man's foot. Soon thereafter, torrential rains fell upon the parched land, and the people of Israel were saved. Elijah saw the cloud as a symbol of the virgin mentioned in the prophecies of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. The hermits who lived on Mount Carmel followed Elijah's example and prayed for the advent of the much-awaited virgin, who would become the mother of the Messiah. The origins of the Carmelite order can be traced back to Elijah and his hermited disciples. On Sunday, July 16th, 1251, as Saint Simon Stock knelt in prayer, Our Lady appeared to him, holding the child Jesus in one arm and the brown scapular in the other. She uttered the following words: "This shall be the privilege for you and for all the Carmelites, that anyone dying in this habit shall be saved." The scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, also known as the brown scapular, is one of the most popular and celebrated of Roman Catholic devotions. Based on church tradition, three conditions needed to be fulfilled to obtain the benefits of this privilege and the scapular. Wear the brown scapular, observe chastity according to one's state in life, and pray the rosary. On this feast of the Our Lady of Mount Carmel, let remember our Blessed Virgin as she appeared in Mount Carmel, holding the child Jesus in one arm and the brown scapular in the other. And remember, heaven is our goal.